Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, this month's April edition of Mind Food features our special cruise travel lift out. And believe it or not, Australia is one of the fastest growing cruise markets in the world and one of the most popular cruise destinations worldwide. A record 34 ships made their way here last summer alone. That's why we've invited Tony Archibald, the director of Holland America Line Australia, to the show to tell us a little bit more about why Aussies love cruising. Well, welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Great. So let's talk about Australians travelling with cruising. Where are Australians travelling to mainly?
Well, I think there's two major markets in the world for us anyway, but the first one being just home ports, so out of Sydney, Brisbane or Melbourne and into New Zealand or into the South Pacific Islands. Very, very popular, easy to get to, no long international flights to consider. And also very good for the first-time cruisers as well. Well, either the first-time cruisers, although, or those people who maybe just don't have the time or maybe a bit older and don't want to travel longer distances.
Okay.
So that's very, very popular.
Yeah, and I've never been on a cruise before, but it seems like a really fun thing to do in terms of travel. What is it that Australians love so much about cruising?
Oh, I think primarily it's the fact that the ship itself is the destination to a large extent. There are so many activities that can be done on board. There's a great value statement in cruising as well. You could get on a ship, and after paying your upfront fare, you could get by without putting any more money down, almost. Once you're on board, all your food's included. Most of your activities are included. You'd have to pay for spa or shore excursions, but Most of it's included as far as food's concerned. You can choose to eat at a upmarket restaurant and pay a nominal fee compared to what you'd pay on land. But the value is very, very high. And there's also that great benefit of unpacking once.
Yes, that's true. For us gals, that's definitely a highlight, I think.
Oh, yes. that's really good for coastal cruising, which is very, very, which is, if you talk about the Mediterranean or the Baltic, or the coastal cruises, where you mainly cruise between destinations overnight, and the next morning you'll wake up in a new city or a new port. Very big in the Mediterranean, where you may go from Barcelona to Monte Carlo to Nice, and you can go around the Med. And you can wake up the next morning and not have to worry about packing and unpacking, and it makes it a beautiful trip.
Well, you sold me on it. I think it's definitely the next way for me to travel around the world. So what are some of the cruises that you've done, and what's your ideal day at sea?
I recently just did a small domestic sector from Melbourne to Sydney. Last year I did the Caribbean. My wife and I did Eastern Caribbean. So we went out to St. Thomas's, San Juan, our own private island for Holland America at Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas, and
wow,
then back to Fort Lauderdale. That was only a 7-day cruise, very relaxing. And so when you talk about my ideal day at sea, wake up a little later than normal, a good breakfast, go to a show, sit on the veranda and read a good book, a little afternoon snooze, up in time for cocktails, pre-dinner cocktails, sit down in front of some fine dining, and some great entertainment after dinner.
Sounds fantastic.
It doesn't get much better than that, really.
It's going to be great for families, especially with young children, or, they can all do different activities, I guess, on the ship. They don't all have to do the same thing.
I think that's what surprises most people, is the amount of activities that are available on board a ship. There's a ship for everybody. It's just a matter of finding the right ship for the personality of the people that are travelling, whether it's family, whether it's older couples, empty nesters, whatever it's going to be, there is a ship to suit everybody. And once you get on board the right ship, then you'll find an activity that's going to suit, or you'll find multiple activities that will suit you. It could be anything from rock climbing to surfing to playing bridge or learning how to use your computer.
Oh, wow, rock climbing. That sounds adventurous on a ship.
Yeah, it's on those ships that are aimed for the younger generations.
Yeah.
In America, we cater for the older generations more, or mainly our target market is kind of 45 plus, a little bit more sedate than some of those other ships.
Okay.
But we're all about spacious and elegant ships. It's a very much the classic cruising with us. Lots of activities on board, enrichment programs. Cooking is a big part of what we do, so our culinary arts centre on board, you can have we'll have shows on board, we'll have guest chefs who will walk you through the full process of how to prepare a meal, and this has been a full TV style kitchen arrangement. So there's all this, you know, here's one I made earlier.
Fantastic.
And present that out as well. So there's a lot to do. I mean, we get 85-year-old grandmothers getting on board, great-grandmothers, learning how to use Facebook.
Oh, fantastic.
So there's a lot of that sort of activities.
They can share all their photos on Facebook with their friends when they're cruising.
Yeah, well, they've got these great new digital cameras, and the photos stay on the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
We teach them how to download them and make a digital album. The grandkids get a great surprise when all of a sudden grandma's got a Facebook site.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot of things like that.
And the cruising travellers are quite loyal. What do you think it is about these particular travellers that makes them come back time and time again to cruising?
Well, once you've actually found that cruise ship that really matches your personality, then it becomes like a friend. And the people on board, you do make long-term friends. And so you can have friends all over the world. And a lot of people come back together, you know, once a year or sometimes even more than that, or twice, once every second year, and travel again with the friends they met on last year's cruise or the cruise they met, or the people they met 15 years ago.
Well, what a fantastic
idea. And they'll just keep coming back. And yeah. They'll basically see the world together.
That's fantastic. And we're talking about Holland America. Whereabouts does the Holland America line go to in the world? So where are your main ports, I guess?
I think it'd be easy to say where we don't go to a large extent.
Yeah.
We've got 15 ships. And basically, we follow the sun. So during our winter down here, all the ships are in the northern hemisphere, and we're in the Mediterranean, the Baltic, Alaska, East Coast, USA, and in Asia. And then in our summer, the ships are down here in South America. That we have a ship, the Volendam, that comes here and circumnavigates Australia. The Oosterdam comes down and sails between Sydney, Melbourne, and New Zealand or the South Pacific. We have a couple of ships going around South America, right down to the Antarctic, and then ships doing grand voyages like the Amsterdam, which does around the world, or the Rotterdam, which will come from Rotterdam. It's based in Rotterdam, and come right out to Asia, sail around between Singapore and Hong Kong and Indonesia, and then go back again via India and the Suez Canal. So there's really not many places that we don't travel in a year.
Fantastic. And what do you think it is that sets Holland America line apart from its competitors in cruising?
Well, with Holland America, we've been around for 140 years, so we've developed a lot over that time. Our ships are very spacious on board. We put less people on board comparative-sized ships. Very gracious on board. So people would say that we're very much European in feel. You'll see a lot of timbers and a lot of artwork on board. In fact, you can do an iPod tour of our artwork.
Wow.
And there is everything from each ship has its own theme. So it'll be a type of artwork, whether it's Dutch conquest or music or floral themes. And you can plug in for an iPod tour and go around and see all this artwork that's around all the ships. The dining is very, very sophisticated, from to a Pinnacle Grill, our Tamarind restaurant, which is a Pan-Asian. At the Pinnacle Grill I was talking about, you know, for $29 extra, you've got fine dining of a very, very high standard.
Great. And you don't have to go very far for it either, do you?
Just down the corridor.
Fantastic. Okay, and you've told us about all the places that Holland America goes to. Are there any new destinations or emerging destinations left, or have you pretty much covered most of them?
Well, I think we move through new destinations. We try and find a dozen or 14 new destinations a year, or return to destinations we haven't called on for some time. Where we're seeing great growth is in Asia, South America especially. The Australians love to travel those long distances, and so we're seeing very, very good growth in South America. It's ideally suited for cruising. A lot of the activities are very close to the coast. You've got some beautiful scenery, especially if you sail up around the Chilean fjords. And we can actually circumnavigate right around South America. Europe continues to just grow year on year in popularity. There are so many things to see, the historic sites, and most of them are so well situated near the coast.
Yeah. And all you have to do is, I guess, jump off the ship for the day and do a little detour and then back on to the next destination.
Oh, and we run short excursions for you, so it's not just a matter of walk down the bottom of the gangplank and find your own way around. You can buy a prepay for a shore excursion in all the ports we go into, and that can be anything from a city tour to dog sledding to helicopter flights to landing on glaciers to, there's a huge range of activities that we can arrange for our shore excursion team.
Sounds fantastic, and it sounds like you can really tailor your experience to just what you're after.
Totally.
So that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Tony, for joining us on the show today.
That was absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you. And that was Tony Archibald from Holland America Line Australia talking to us about cruising. For more information about the latest cruise destinations or for our cruise lift out special, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.